Ron.
See Mike here in the protocol. Was that as a result of a hit he took during the game?
Probably, but I you know, I can't tell you exactly when.
Limited from a concussion standpoint, I guess, means he's been cleared at some level to do the practice.
Right. He's in and he's at a point, I guess, where it's just a matter of making sure he's cleared on all the other stuff.
It looks like maybe Manhurst is in that same
yes.
point.
He's in that same one, as is John Theus. The three of those guys are all pretty much have progressed, and they're at a point now where, you know, it's, I guess they're just going to go through the final stages, and should be, you know, tomorrow you should get it should be updated tomorrow.
Samuel ankle, is that lingering from the game?
Actually, yesterday he came down funny on it, and this morning when he came in, he was sore. And so RV wanted to take a look at it, and so what we did was we limited him today just to try and make sure it was calmed down and be ready to roll tomorrow.
That could be beneficial for him.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very beneficial for everybody.
Ron, where did the breakthrough with McCaffrey come this past week in terms of the running game?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with what we're doing on offense, period. I mean, I think when you look at some of the things that happened as far as the routes that we were running, the way they were playing the routes, the things that you could see from some of the things that they were doing defensively, I think there's a lot of things that came into play. I don't think it's just one thing that you sit there and say, well, that's the reason why. I just think it was a collection of things that have kind of come together. I think part of it, too, is getting a feel and understanding of us as a football team. I think our offensive guys are getting used to some of the things that we're trying to do that are a little bit different from some of the things that we've done in the past.
He is with, 54 catches already. Does that even surprise you as much for expectations you had for him coming in?
Yeah, it surprised me a little bit. He's a terrific football player. He's just going to get better and better, and he's going to continue to grow. And as we grow, he'll grow. I think, as I said, I think a big part of it is just being used to the things that we do for everybody. It's a little bit different than what we've done in the past. I know there's some elements that what we do that are the same, but there are a lot of things that are a little bit different, and I think it's about getting used to those things.
Does he benefit with Kelvin gone, just getting more opportunities at the receiver spots now?
Well, I think you could say that for everybody. You know, you take a piece out, and the other pieces that are still here are going to get more opportunities just because you've taken that piece out.
Sorry, after that game he went out, the Kelvin went out, he had his best game receiving, so I just didn't know if there was a correlation there.
Well, I mean, again, I think for everybody that's on the field.
Anything else? Ron, how, if at all, is Jay Cutler different than the version you saw in Chicago?
You know, I think it's first of all, it's a different football team, obviously, but they're doing pretty much the same stuff that, you know, Coach Gase did when he was up there. I think the things that they're going to try and do really are about the players that they have on the field. It's a little bit different style of passing game right now. I think they've got some guys that work very well underneath the coverages, and you do see Jay making quick decisions and delivering a good ball. I mean, he's systematically moving. There are some chunk plays, but you see it's more controlled by him and getting the ball out of his hands a little quicker.
Ron, he's a guy that's been in the league a long time. He seems to be a guy that fans kind of like to hate on for whatever reason. Have you ever kind of figured out why that is, or why some guys kind of become villains in the league?
Couldn't tell you. You know, I've coached against him a long time. I was in San Diego, and he was starting his way up, starting to ascend as a player in this league. You know, and we had some pretty big games back in the day when he was in Denver and I was in San Diego, though. And I've always thought he's had a terrific arm, and always thought that he threw a good ball.
How did Greg progress this week?
He had a good week. So far, he's had a really good week, you know, and we'll see how it is again tomorrow. But they moved him around a lot today. I got a chance to watch him from the side a little bit. He did a lot of running, so that was good. And he's part of it now will be to get his conditioning back up.
Have you seen he'll be spending his bye week in the Fox broadcast booth?
Well, good for Greg. You know, I think it's a little premature. I'd like to hope and believe it's a little premature, that this just might be a one-shot thing for a while. But, you know, it's – You know, I just told him as long as he didn't turn into Batman, we'll be all right.
What was it for you when you did it? Like when you got into TV after playing?
It was interesting because you get a different perspective. You know, and they want you to talk about certain elements. There are some things that you'll see and you'll recognize right away. You know, I've had a chance to listen to Tony Romo, and I think he does a terrific job. I mean, guys that are, I think they're leaving the game now that are getting into it are a little bit different than the guys that played in my era or 15, 20 years ago because the game has changed that much. These guys that are coming into the game, like Tony, has a step up on everybody, in my opinion, because he's the one that's just barely removed from it. So he's got a good sense and a feel for, you know, the new strategies that people are doing. He's got a good feel for the players that are playing. And I think that's why he's so dynamic right now. And I think him and Jim Nantz are a terrific team.
You didn't want to stay and be one of us?
No. Life's a lot easier coaching.
You mentioned before, I think maybe it was a couple of years ago, but that you would, one time you watched one of y'all's maybe Monday night games with Gruden doing it just because you liked to hear Gruden. Why do you think he's stayed good at this for as long as he has?
Because he's a junkie. When you watch him, he loves everything about football, and, you know, all the way up to the stuff that he does with the quarterbacks during the draft. I mean, you know, and I love to listen to guys like him because they're going to tell you something, you know, that you may miss or something that you didn't think about. And Tony is probably going to be the same way. I mean, I enjoy listening to him just because he gives you insight, you know, and he explains things. And I think he does a great job. And I think that's one thing that, you know, really, to me, really good color commentators give you the insight, you know, and they make it so that it's understandable.
Do you think Greg will be a natural?
He loves to talk. Huh?
Do you have any aspirations for that?
No. I'm very happy, very content doing what I'm doing. I really am. I mean, I'm enjoying the heck out of this right now.
He was joking that he'll probably not be allowed into the production meeting, considering you guys play the Vikings too.
Yeah, that's a little bit of truth there. That'll be interesting to see. You know, and he's just got to remember that he can't be writing any checks that we all have to cash.
A lot of the players, even the better guys like Thomas, do they still get pumped up, hype for Monday night games? What about you as a coach?
Well, I'm always a routine guy. I mean, I hated getting out of the routine. I mean, they really are. They're neat. They're a lot of fun. They're different, but I love routine. You know, they're a good opportunity for us to show everybody what we're capable of.
Read that way as a player too.
Oh yeah, very much. I love the routine.
Still, there's going to be a couple of memories you have from playing
on Monday night. Well, I remember the 85 one was kind of when the fridge was born against the Green Bay Packers when I was in Chicago. That was always a really cool one to remember, reflect on. But then again, in the same year, we also went down to Miami on Monday Night Football, and that was our only loss. So there's the good and the bad with it.
Does Mike Shula remind you of that?
Oh, yeah, constantly. You know, it's been really neat, though. I've gotten to know his father over the years, and that's always kind of one of the really neat things he has. You know, that 72 team was pretty special.
Thank you, Coach.
We're good? Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.